The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
47. That's 1-800-370-3447.
Hi, this is Scott Black, host of Like It Matters Radio, heard weekday mornings at 9 on Wellness Radio, KDIZ, Golden Valley, Twin Cities Wellness Radio.
And radiant day.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump taking to Twitter this morning to urge the Senate to act quickly on an immigration bill.
The Senate has started a rare open-ended debate on immigration, but both its GOP and Democratic leaders say reaching a deal will be tough. Republican Chief Mitch McConnell supports President Trump's proposal, but it's a non-starter with Democrats and stands no chance of getting the necessary 60 votes. Still, the president is pushing his plan, which he says would protect young immigrants in the country illegally, while also curbing legal immigration and getting money for a southern border wall. He tweets, "This will be our last chance. There will never be another opportunity." Sagar Mangani at the White House.
One day up, the next day down. Stocks are lower so far today. The Dow is off about 149 points. This is SRN News.
Education for your continued good health.
The latest from South Korea.
Here's Dr. Marshall.
A look at the current market.
Welcome to Healthline Live. We're here to answer your nutrition and health related questions.
Here's
and
the highlight of
don't
the day.
Forget
strong winds affected the women's slopestyle snowboarding
tremendous
final,
importance
but Jamie Anderson overcame
and
scored
of all your family
the
members. So
the Winter Games
really
report is supported by Wellness Radio 1570
and how you are living so that you can enjoy and keep your very
pretty
best
nice
health.
Day in store for us.
So
as well as a really nice day tomorrow. Today we'll see gradual clearing 28 for the high, then partly cloudy 20 tonight, and then into Wednesday.
And you can also
really
visit
good
us
with sunshine
online,
and a high
course,
near 40.
QNLabs.com, prior broadcasts, and all our radio listing
live
times around the country.
Like It Matters Radio is next here on Wellness 1570.
Blockbuster show on Saturdays. QNLabs.com. And to reward you for tuning in to...
Do you want to change your life? Change your destiny? Get the most out of life? Tune in Saturdays at 3 p.m. on Wellness Radio 1570 for the Big Money Club with Chris and Wayne. They'll be in the clubhouse filling you in on all the secrets and tips they've learned about making money, saving money, and making dreams come true. And they'll have a little fun along the way. Become a club member and join Chris and Wayne at 3 p.m. every Saturday on Wellness Radio 1570.
Allstate Agency. We don't sell insurance, we help you buy it. Expert advisors for your auto, home, and business insurance. Allstate Agency is a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Discover big discounts. Allstate Agency is an independent insurance agency and has access to 100 plus insurance carriers. Quality driven, value priced, superior service. Allstate Agency, endorsed by Dave Ramsey, trusted by you. We don't sell insurance, we help you buy it. Call 651-484-1213 or find us at allstateagency.com.
Your child's education is one of the most important decisions you can make as a parent. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 says, "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." A quality Christian education can make all the difference in your child's life. A Christian school typically provides smaller class sizes for your student to flourish. Smaller class sizes can allow for more one-on-one time, allowing for individual attention with each student to focus on their academic needs, helping your child succeed. Wellness Radio 1570 believes in the power of Christian education so much that we have partnered with private Christian schools in the Twin Cities to offer half off your child's first year at a brand new school. That's right, half off. Visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com to check out a full list of our partnering schools. See frequently asked questions about the program and learn more. We have a limited number of vouchers available, so the time is now to start planning for the upcoming year. Visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
I was skeptical when I heard that your family bank could help me pay off my mortgage and get out of debt in under 10 years with my current income. Hi, my name is John. I'm a financial executive here in town. As such, I understand numbers. Using your family bank, my family will go from a $292,000 mortgage with 22 years remaining and $40,000 of additional debt to being totally out of debt, including the mortgage, in 9.8 years. We'll save $103,000. If you don't have a program which will get your family totally out of debt, including your mortgage, in less than 10 years just by redirecting your current cash flow, you need to talk with Daniel of Your Family Bank, who's right here in the Twin Cities.
Thanks, John. This is Daniel Altwig of Your Family Bank. My friend, there's no risk nor obligation to find out for yourself. Go to daniel.yourfamilybank.org, click on the Request tab in the upper right-hand corner, and leave your contact information. daniel.yourfamilybank.org. That's daniel.yourfamilybank.org.
Views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? If you want to be inspired, get help in becoming all you can be, the time is now for Like It Matters Radio with your host, Mr. Scott V. Black.
It's a great day to be alive.
Welcome to Like It Matters Radio. Radio. Like It Matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am your blessed radio host, your radio life caddy, and you can call me Mr. Black. And woo, am I excited to be joining you today. Boy, I don't know about you, but I had a phenomenal weekend. Sweat dripping, spit flying, worn out, gave heart, body, and soul, had nothing left, could barely walk when class was over. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I have a saying. It's a part of our motto. When you live your life like it matters, it does. And some of you, when you hear that, you're like, man, what's that guy talking about? What's this little fruity thing he's saying? Nah, it's not fruity. It's not positive thinking. It's a truth. You know, the truth is the truth, no matter whether you like it or not. You know, John 8:32 said, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I think it was Charles Garfield that said, the truth will set you free, but at first, it's going to make you miserable. And Arthur, what's his name, Schopenhauer, I think is his name, says every truth passes through three stages before it's recognized. In the first, it is ridiculed. In the second, it is opposed. In the third, it is regarded as self-evident. And so today we are live. We are live. I say again, we are live. That's right. You can talk to the Black man on the radio, 651-289-4466. Again, that's 651-289-4466. And today we're talking about Change Lives, Team 181. For those that don't know, the reason I get to be on the radio is because I own a leadership training company called Like It Matters. If you go to likeitmatters.net, you can check it out. I do the most transformational, powerful 2.5-day training that you will ever, ever experience. And today, I would like to specifically open the phone lines up to our graduating team, 181. We started class Thursday in the Crown Plaza in Bloomington, Minnesota. And 2.5 days later, lives were forever changed. You know, February is Black History Month, and I did a show earlier called the Hope Peddlers, and you know, I've been reading about some of the great leaders in the civil rights movement, and Dorothy Height, who is considered the godmother of the civil rights movement. You know, she died 7 years ago, but she is a legend in the civil rights leadership, and by the grace of God, she died of natural causes in 2010. And I remember reading the quote, I think it was Alexis Herman, when she died, when she was basically eulogizing her friend. She said she was a dynamic woman with a resilient spirit who was a role model for women and men of all faiths, races, and perspectives. For her, it wasn't about the many years of her life, but what she did with them. And that line really rocks my world, you know. It wasn't about the many years of her life, but what she did with them. You know, it kind of reminds me of the saying, life is not about how many breaths we take, but how many times our breath gets taken away. And, you know, as we celebrate Black History Month, you know, Dorothy Height, you know, she was widely revered, as the godmother of the civil rights movement. She led the National Council of Negro Women for 40 years and stood alongside leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and A. Philip Randolph during some of the most pivotal moments of civil rights history. Her years of service stretch back to 1930s when she first worked with First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. And President Obama, you know, upon hearing of her death, said that ever since she was denied entrance to college because the incoming class had already met its quota of two African-American women, Dr. Height devoted her life to those struggling for equality. And I'm not black, and I'm not on the same level of Dorothy Height. What an incredible woman. But, you know, my goal is the same thing, to devote my life to those struggling with equality, equality of their values to their life, equalities of their the gifts and talents to utilization of those gifts and talents, equalities to no matter what your background, to no matter what your age, to no matter what your skin color, no matter what your perceived race, what your creed, is to teach people a simple concept that when you live your life like it matters, it does. Life is full of pain. Life is full of hurt. Life isn't fair. I mean, each and every one of us have been wronged. And really, does it matter why we're wronged? Does it matter why we're wronged, that we're wronged because of the color of our skin, or that we're wronged because of the our place in life, that we are wronged because we're in the wrong place at the wrong time, that we were wronged because we trusted somebody that we never should have trusted? And then we start piling on these hurts and these pains and these disappointments. And from that, we create belief systems. By the time a child is 6 years old, a majority of their map of reality, the structure of their beliefs is in place. And it takes a lot to change those. And I want you to know, real change can take place. But you've got to change three things. You know, there's a great book out there called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. The author is Shad Helmstetter, PhD. I highly recommend it. And here's an excerpt from the book. It says, in years of Shad Helmstetter studying motivation and human psychology, he learned much about motivational concept, theories, and ideas. He talked to the trainers, participants, those that were successful and those that were not. In his analysis of what worked and what did not, he found three ingredients which were clearly missing from almost all the literature and trainings. He said, first, the first missing ingredient is permanence. All external solutions are temporary, he said. Even the best of the ideas work only for a time. Without constant attention and effort, even the most exciting success breakthroughs run their course and eventually end up on our list of good ideas and good intentions. Few, if any, offered built-in ways to keep them working. I have yet to find a book that would jump down off the shelf and tap you on the shoulder each morning and say, hey, remember me? Remember what I taught you? Why aren't you still doing it? And then he goes on to say the second ingredient missing from most of the success literature is the knowledge of the physiological processes of the human brain based on what we now know about the actual mind-brain functions. Without an understanding of the actual process by which the human brain accepts information programming and in turn responds, directs, and controls us, it would be difficult or impossible to create any success plan that worked and kept working indefinitely. The brain runs the ship, he says. If you want to make a permanent change of any kind, you've got to follow the rules. If you want to make a change and make it stick, you've got to do it the way the brain works. And he goes on to say the third missing ingredient, and the most important of all, is a new word-for-word set of instructions, set of directions, I should say. New programming to the subconscious mind, the control center of the brain. That means a specific programming vocabulary, which is worded in a specific way that anyone can use at any time to erase and replace the old negative programming with positive, productive, new directions. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what I do. I create an environment for people to take a 100% honest look at themselves. And that's why I say the truth will set you free. And that's also why our training is challenging. It's the toughest thing most people ever take. Because most people have never taken a 100% honest look at themselves. You know, life is hard. Life is painful. And good people can do bad things. All you got to do is read the newspapers around us. That's why we got to be careful. We're condemning everybody if they did something wrong in the past. And I'm not condoning what they did. But then once you find out if it's in the right thing at the right time, now you condemn them. They now have place in life. They now have no right to have a job. They have no have no right to live, to sustain themselves. And ladies and gentlemen, we got to stop with the hate mongering, got to stop with the pointing of fingers, and we got to free ourselves. And so today on Like It Matters Radio, we're going to open the phone line, 651-289-4466. I want to keep hope alive. I want you to hear from people who walked into a training room one way, and a mere 2 days later, they're new. They feel on fire. They're going home to relationships that always were, but they're on fire for them. They're going back to situations that were the same when they left, but now they look new, they feel new, they have more power to handle them. And that is what hope is. We must keep hope alive, and the way we live our lives will determine the way we'll be remembered. So join us at 651-289-4466 after the break so we live like it matters.
Hi, this is Mr. Black. In order to grow into mature adults, we need food. If we are to grow in our relationship with God, we need the bread of life, Jesus Christ. Every day on wayofwarrior.blog, I share God's word and unpack its meaning so you can apply it in your daily walk and grow with God. If your desire is to grow into the likeness of Christ and be all he created you to be, go to wayofwarrior.blog and click the follow button to receive this daily sustenance. wayofwarrior.blog, that's wayofwarrior.blog.
Still need more of Mr. Black? Understand how your brain is wired with brain mapping. This innate intelligent profile will identify your personality and learning styles to help you maximize your potential. Transformational Leadership Awakening has changed the life of hundreds of participants and can change yours too. Mr. Black also does one-on-one life caddy work. If you want him to walk with you and help you be your dreams, then having Mr. Black as a life coach is the answer. Training is available on an individual basis and company-wide. All at LakeItMatters.net.
So you've been exploring solutions for your hair loss. You've seen ads from the national chains. You've researched the alternative products that cost a fortune, but there seem to be no guarantees. So here's good news for you. This is Dennis Prager. Go to IneedMoreHair.com and see what their hair transplant specialists are doing for men and women like you. The consultations are free. Their doctors have given patients in Hollywood and worldwide a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. You'll see a more confident reflection of yourself. In fact, they guarantee your results in writing, and their prices are some of the best in the business, as low as $3 per graft. So stop searching and go to IneedMoreHair.com. You have nothing to lose. Call their office in Eagan for your free consultation. IneedMoreHair.com. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. Get the permanent solution to your hair loss at IneedMoreHair.com.
I've been to training put on by Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar, but I've never walked away with a growth experience like I did with the Leadership Awakening.
Are you stuck in a rut? Have you leveled life's undulating line and flatlined your hopes and dreams? The time is now to attend Leadership Awakening with Mr. Black.
Not since my Ranger training in the U.S. Army have I been pushed to see and feel the abilities I have to live life to the fullest.
During this 3-day life boot camp, you will clean up your thinking and restart your heart, helping you have the passion and enthusiasm your life's been missing.
My heart was spiritually mended. I'm excited about living my life like it matters. By far the best 46 hours I've ever spent.
Graduates leave Leadership Awakening refocused with the biggest feeling of self-confidence and a renewed passion and enthusiasm for their business and their personal lives. Call now and commit to giving and getting more from life. 817-502-1554 or email me at mr.black@likeitmatters.net. That's mr.black@likeitmatters.net. Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am your blessed radio host, your radio life caddy, and you can call me Mr. Black. And today we are live, 651-289-4466. If you want to be a part of the show, just give me a call, 651-289-4466. And today we're talking about Change Lives, Team 181. And you know, there's a saying out there, the term is called elephant test. An elephant test refers to situations in which an idea or a thing is hard to describe, but is instantly recognizable when spotted. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, change takes place, real change takes place with Like It Matters. Real change takes place with Leadership Awakening. And let's go to the phone line. Let's open the phones to Craig in Minneapolis. Welcome to Like It Matters Radio. How you doing, Craig?
Great. How are you, Mr. Black?
I am doing awesome. Is it a great day to be alive?
Great day to be alive. Thank you.
Awesome. Oh, you're very welcome. So, Craig, you're in Minneapolis, correct, or the Minneapolis area?
Correct.
Awesome. And you were blessed enough. You work for, what's the name of your company, Craig?
Animal Supply Company.
And you work for a company that believes enough in you as an employee, as a human being, to send you off to our powerful Leadership Awakening. And you got to tell our listeners, when you went to Leadership Awakening, I mean, why did you think you were going? What was the purpose that you were told that you were getting to go to this class?
My leader, mentor, Abe McMahon, has been a great influence in my life, and he took the opportunity to push my knowledge base and help me become a better leader for this company by sending me to your class.
So he said basically, hey, this is part of your growth. This will help you out, help you raise your leadership skill potential, and so I'm going to send you. Is that basically the nut of it?
Correct.
Awesome. And what's your background? I think you have a military background, correct? Give us a little bit about your background.
Marine Corps for 4 years, and been in the paper industry for 10 years, and trucking industry for 10 years, and pet industry for about 8 years.
Okay, so undoubtedly in all that, though not of course the military, you've been through some leadership training, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get better leadership training than the Marines. Well, you know, you can't get better than that, but I'm sure you had some great leadership training as well in your corporate world, correct?
Yes.
Great. Just in a nutshell, what is different about Leadership Awakening that you just went through? And if people are interested, you can go to likeitmatters.net. But what do you think is the difference between what you went through those last 2.5 days with Mr. Black than what you've been through up until now?
You had given us the ability to shut off the outside and just be in the now moment. And that was the biggest inspiration, is that once you can grasp that and live that, it changes your whole perspective on life. Yeah. You asked us some tough questions, too, in that leadership training. You know, what is our purpose? Who are we? What do we want? And you taught us how to get the focus and change our patterns to be able to live those questions.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's so phenomenal. And let me ask you, I mean, Thursday night when the whole thing got started, when you're sitting in there, because here's another leadership training your company requires. You know, I'm sure you'd rather be at home with your wife and kids and all this. So Thursday night, 5 minutes into it, when it was going, what are you thinking? What was going through your head? Were you thinking this is going to be a waste of your time? Were you thinking this is just another class? Or did I get your attention? I mean, what was going on in your head?
Intense, passionate.
Yeah. Oh, no. Right.
Definitely looking forward to it, because I could see right away with your passion how you could make a difference in all of our lives.
Oh, that's incredible. So I kind of brought you back to your boot camp days, huh? Marine camp days?
Very quickly.
Yes, sir. No, sir. How high, sir? That's right. You know, I got letters on our website. Again, you can read those at likeitmatters.net where you go, and I'm hundreds of letters, but from military heroes that say, man, I was never intimidated by anything civilian ever until I met Mr. Black in Leadership Awakening. And you understand it now, you know, because in the military we could, yes, sir, no, sir, realize it's a game. They're talking in the uniform. You can fake it, go through it, shut off your emotions, and just soldier on. But in this class, we didn't give you that easy way out, did we?
No.
No. Had to get real.
And it
did. You had exposed the quarterback, the heart, right?
Yes.
And what's the benefit? What's the byproduct? What does your wife notice since you've been home?
Well, number one, asked for forgiveness, and also our reconnection with God. We went to church on Sunday, and it was the greatest experience, not only for myself, but for both of us together.
Wow. Was it emotional?
Very emotional.
Yeah. And your wife's going, "Who are you?" I always joke with people, Craig, that, you know, when you go home, your wife's going to get to cheat on you with you because, you know, you're new. And I know people listening go, come on, in 2 days, how can someone be new? In 2 days, how can someone's life change? Tell me, what do you think is the greatest benefit that you feel you've gotten from that 2 days in Leadership Awakening?
Well, my internal struggle was years of building walls. You know, you have to be strong, show no weakness. You're a sinner. And I didn't feel worthy to be with God up until now.
Wow. And that has to affect your relationship with your wife, too, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Wow, and so that's the emotion. I can hear when you're sharing those words. And for those that don't know, Craig is a... dude, he's not a weak man. He's a strapping guy, big guy. Look you in the eyes. He looks still like a Marine. God's gifted him physically, gifted him in many different ways. And so you're not looking at a schlum here. You're not listening to a guy who doesn't know how to deal in fear and move beyond. This is a man's man, a strong man, a committed man, a powerful man. But the man that came home is a much different man than the man who left, correct?
Correct.
And you think you're a better man or a worse man?
I'm a better man by far.
Yeah, and what are some of those qualities that are making you a better man? What do you think, outside of your relationship to God and now you're walking with the God of the universe, well, what are some other qualities you think have made you a better man that you're now wearing, using, applying?
Turn off the victim channel.
Yep.
You have to live life with passion every day. And make a difference in other people's lives, not just yours.
Yep. And everybody listening, we could all say, yeah, I believe that. I agree with that. But what was different in our class is we didn't talk about that, did we? We might have talked about it a little bit to set it up, but you lived it. I mean, you sweat dripping, spit flying. I mean, you got about 24 hours of classroom time, and you probably only slept 2 to 4 hours a night, if that, the 2 nights you're there. Is any of that incorrect?
No, it's all correct.
Yeah, and so, but today, as we talk on the phone, how does Craig feel about life? What are you excited about?
I'm excited about that I get to be a warrior for God. I was a warrior in the Marines, and now I get to live life as a warrior for God.
Wow. Wow. And do you think people are noticing things different outside of your wife? What about work? What do you think people are noticing at work?
I stay pretty busy at work, so I have not had a chance to get the full effect just being only back one day. But they have noticed you stay busy and laser focus, which is what you taught us.
Amen. Amen. And listen, I've been on the radio now for about 3 years. You know, I've been doing this leadership training for 25 years. You're talking to people out there that have been listening to me for years, that have, you know, heard all this. What would you say to those people that have been listening and haven't been to Leadership Awakening? Why should they go, or should they even go at all?
Don't be a skeptic, and you have to get out of your own way. And once you take this training, you will realize it'll give you so much more purpose to life.
Yep. Because when you live your life like it matters, it truly does. And so, you know, Craig, I want to thank you. It takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of commitment to walk through the fiery furnace and to stay in the fiery furnace. And I want you to know I'm proud of you. You did an incredible job. I know Abe's proud of you. And please continue to live your life like it matters and don't stop with yourself. Share our training with other people so other people can get that bread of life, so other people can get that fire that sparks everybody else. All right, my friend?
Thank you.
Thank you. You have an awesome day, Craig. God bless you.
All right. God bless.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we can change. know, so many people think they're stuck in the way they're at, that their life is what it is, that their marriage is what it is, that their situation in life, their post in life, their lot in life is what it is. I'm going to tell you right now, you can change. You have everything you need to create the life that you want to live. I don't care how good your life is right now. I don't care how bad your life is. Either way, you have been gifted. You have been equipped. Everything you need to create the ideal life you have with inside of you. We just get so wrapped up in the busyness of life. We get so wrapped up in our hurt, in our pain. We get so wrapped up in that this is the way things are, and this is the way things will continue to be. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is a lie from the pit of hell. You can scratch those CDs. You can break those LPs. You can pull on that 8-track. We call that programming. And if you truly want to live your life like it matters, then it's time to start doing something different. Because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. I am Mr. Black. You are under construction. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Did you know approximately 980 Minnesotans will be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer this year? Only 88 will live to see the year 2022. These are not simply statistics. Every one of those diagnosed represents someone's mother, father, sister, brother, colleague, or friend. Pancreatic cancer is the world's toughest cancer, with a 5-year survival rate of just 9% in the U.S. The Pancreatic Cancer Action Network is determined to improve patient outcomes today and double survival by 2020. But we need your help. We are the only organization with a nationwide grassroots army, inspiring over 1 million people to take action and accelerate progress in the fight to end pancreatic cancer. We must do more and demand urgent action to save lives. Find out how you can join the fight by visiting pancan.org. That's PANCAN.org. Pancan.org.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I attended the Leadership Awakening workshop, I didn't know what to expect, but I was open. The tools taught at Leadership Awakening helped me discover things about myself that were holding me back from being all God created me to be. Providential? That word coins these life-changing classes because I now realize there are works God has already created for me to walk in, and these workshops helped me to see this more clearly. I received practical insights that I am already applying to be a more focused businesswoman, influential mom to my 2 teenagers and 8.5-year-old son, and patient and passionate wife. I got rid of a lot of clutter in my head. BS, they call it, belief systems that were not serving me. If you want to know what it means to empower others instead of trying to control them, if you want to build a productive team in 2 days, if you want to press the reset button in your life and give yourself a fresh new beginning, then do yourself and your family a favor and attend the next Leadership Awakening. It's time the giant in you comes alive.
Go to likeitmatters.net to find out more about Leadership Awakening workshops. That's likeitmatters.net.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. I'm your blessed radio host, your radio life caddy, and you can call me Mr. Black. And today on Like It Matters Radio, we are live. If you want to be a part of the show, it's 651-289-4466. Today's topic is Change Lives, Team 181. It's a group of individuals, 18 people in that training room, walked in there Thursday at 5 p.m. February 8th, and were finished by 5 p.m. on Saturday, February 10th. And they are new creatures, brand new beginnings. Some were young, some were old. Some were in their early 20s. Some were in their 60s, which brings us to the phone line. Let's go to line number two, and let's go with Rick from North Carolina. Rick, welcome to Like It Matters Radio. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great. I don't have much of a voice still, but I'm great.
It is a great day to be alive. And Rick's from North Carolina. You know, it's so cool, Rick. You know, we are a national radio show. You know, Trevor's there in Minneapolis, St. Paul, spinning the dials. I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth. You're in North Carolina. But, boy, from all walks of life, from all income levels, but in 2.5 days, we all became one powerful team. So how are you feeling since class? New beginnings? What's going on in your head?
Well, I tell you what, my belief system was always solid. I mean, I pastored for 33 years and served part-time in missions in Romania, which I'm trying to move towards full-time now. And I want to tell you something, Scott. I was hesitant to come. It was my son who made all the arrangements. And I want to tell you, I did not learn anything that was of an encouragement, but I learned everything that, how do I want to say this? It wasn't informational. It was transformational. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
You know, we are encouraged, you know, Paul just begs us, you know, I beseech, I plead, I implore that you change the way you think. And we all strive to do that. All of us who want to be a mature believer in Christ want to do that. Oftentimes we fail because we don't know how to do that. I was so, I don't even know what the word used. Excited, enthused, overwhelmed. When I finally gave, you know, it took about 3 or 4 hours, but I finally gave myself to the process and said, quit trying to analyze this and just do it. You know, Nike didn't come up with that phrase. God did, you know.
Yep.
Matter of fact, the word Nike means victory. And I just said, I'm going to do this. My son loves me. He brought me here. I'm going to do it. And I tell you, it has made an impact on my life that it's really hard to describe. It really is. Because I not only know how not only the fact that I need to change my thinking, I now know how to do it and why it needs to be done in this process.
Yep. And you used the word, you sent me a testimonial, metamorphosis, you know, and that's what we're supposed to be, transforming our thinking. Because to think is to create. You know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And you know what's even more powerful? I mean, when you think about this, our training is secular training. We have people of all faiths. It's not religious-based training, although the trainer has a love of Jesus Christ. You know that. I don't hide that fact. And so when life squeezes me, what's in me is the Word of God, and the Word of God comes out. How do you think your life has been changed? I mean, we spent 2 days. You're how old are you, 67 roughly?
64.
Sorry about that, brother. Have a beautiful marriage, been a successful ministry. And so 2 days, I mean, 2 days compared to 64 times 365 just is a pittance. But how do you feel it's changed you, those 2 days?
Well, let me tell you, one of the things was understanding the pathways between the left and right side of the brain. That was that was revolutionary for me, because what we have is we have pathways in our life, but they're ruts. And the definition of a rut is a grave with the ends knocked out.
Amen. That's a good definition. I like that.
And I got out of the rut.
Wow. Wow. Early on, a little mad, you know, when at the beginning I squeezed you hard, you know, not physically, people, I promise, not physically. But, you know, it reminded me of the Aldous, I think it's Aldous Huxley. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you mad. Sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. I'm, you know, most people talk about type A personalities. I'm a very honest man. I'm triple A.
Not the battery, right?
No. Although I've been energized
Amen.
Because of this training. It's amazing.
Amen. So what do you think, now that you're moving forward? I mean, what would you tell people? There's a lot of people that have been there, done it. We live in a skeptical world. I get it. The world is getting so strange, so weird. It's biblical. The times that we live in, that what used to be considered wise is now considered foolish, and what used to be considered foolish is now considered wise. But, I got people out there skeptical, been there, done that. There is no hope. What would you tell them that have been listening to me for a long time, have been hearing this over and over and over? What would you say to them?
If you don't think you need it, you're probably the one that needs it the most.
Yeah.
I was one of those, been there, done that, and I don't want to drop names of other training that I've been to and other seminars I've been to, but I've been through some powerful things. Most of them have been related to what I do for a living, ministry related. And I mean, I've been in the hearing and in the presence of some of the best speakers about Christian things that the world knows. And, and I'm not talking about just here in the States, men like David Jeremiah and John MacArthur and Alistair Begg, but men from Europe, Dick Lucas and Derek Alexander and Derek Prime. And I've been encouraged and I've been excited and I've been given energy. And I don't want to negate anything I've learned from those men or from those processes, but honestly, this did something for me that none of those ever did, and I'm not sure ever could, because it presented to me some methodologies and some practical principles that I had never learned, and it has made a tremendous impact on my life.
Wow. And, it is unique because I approach it from a very unique perspective. I mean, I have a unique gift set for a man of God, and it scares some people. My background's in transactional analysis. I have my master's in neurolinguistic programming, multiple intelligence, logotherapy, emotional intelligence, constant never-ending improvement. But it's all wrapped in the Word of God. You know that, brother. If I can't test it against Scripture and I can't verify it, then I don't want to share it, because I want to make sure I defend my Lord, and I defend who I am. And most important thing is my relationship with Jesus Christ. And I want you to know, as much as you say I've been an encouragement to you, brother, I want you to know you've been an encouragement to me, because I've never really fit in. I don't really quote fit in with the church. Too dirty. I've been divorced. I've used to live in the camp of the Philistines, and I don't have a formal degree, although I'd put my abilities up against any double PhD. But when I hear a man of God who loves the Lord, who walks with God, who is eats Scripture, who's done this stuff, and when to hear those words from you, I got to tell you, I am humbled, I am awed, and I am very much appreciative. I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for your commitment. I want to thank you for trusting Jason. And any last parting words before we get you off the radio?
I will tell you this: I'm taking it to the mission board that I serve under, that I'm trying to raise support with, and going to try to encourage them to send the leadership and then possibly the missionaries when they come home on furlough, because I think it can be that dynamic into the focus, into the ministry of the gospel worldwide.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Mormons got it down. The Mormons, before they go on their mission trips, they have to go through this training, get them ready. And you imagine any mission work out there, anything like that if they go through this first, they're going to be closer to their potential. They're going to be used mightily in a fuller way. They're going to be able to reach people, connect with people in ways that before then they couldn't even imagine. Correct?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, I look forward to working with you, my friend, and God bless you, and thank you for being part of the radio program.
Thank you, brother.
All right, you have a great day.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, it truly is, when you live your life like it matters, it does. It's not just a pretty saying. It's a reality. And I know we only got about 2 minutes left before we go to break, but we got the phones lit up, so let's go ahead and go to Dan. Dan, welcome to Like It Matters Radio. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, Mr. Black. How are you, sir? Good to hear your voice.
Good to be heard by you. And, I am doing well, but I like to believe that I'm not doing as well as you are, right?
No, I'm on cloud nine, my friend.
Oh, that is so incredible. Now, go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's been great. It's been a great experience, for sure.
Now, you're in Kansas, correct?
Correct.
See, that's the cool thing. You just heard from Craig was in Minneapolis, one of your team members. Then we heard from Rick in North Carolina. You're there in Kansas. We got Trevor in Minneapolis. I'm in Dallas. And we got people all over the world listening in China, in Russia, in the Middle East. It's phenomenal. And then we got Dan here in Kansas with my brother. So let me tell you, tell the listeners, and if we can, I'd like to keep you on after break as well, but tell the listeners today, after spending 2 days with Mr. Black and Leadership Awakening, what's different about your life?
Oh, man, the positivity is huge for me. The self-worth is through the roof. My eyes are wide open. You know, I see people in a different light than I have in the past. It's been incredible.
Wow. Wow, and you just went off to a training. I mean, your wife is probably used to you traveling, right, and going to trainings and all that, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So just
another training, right? You just went to another training, right?
No, for sure not. This one has been one of the best experiences in my entire life, for sure.
Oh, that's wild. Hey, can you stay on over break? It'll be a 3-minute break, and then I got a couple questions. I'll get you off probably 5 minutes after the break. Could you stay on with us?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, I am Mr. Black. You are under construction on the Like It Matters Radio Network. Today, we are talking with Team 181, and we're talking about changed lives. So after the break, we'll continue with Dan, and we'll continue to talk about living our lives like they matter.
Yes, I did it. Thank you, Mr. Black.
Are those your grades for this semester?
They sure are. All A's and one B.
But what about your learning disability and your struggles in school?
Not since I got my brain map done at Like It Matters. I now know how I best learn and the unique way that God made me. No more learning disability.
You are unique. Nobody has your fingerprints and nobody is wired exactly like you. We now have the ability to show you God's fingerprints for your life through yours. The unique print on each of your fingers is a duplicate of the neural pathway in that corresponding lobe of your brain. With our exclusive brain map, we can capture your fingerprints and give you a 35-page map of your brain, your gifts, talents, and innate resources. This information is the key to unlocking your God-given potential and truly living your life like it matters. If you're ready to maximize the potential you were created with, email Mr. Black at likeitmattersradio.com or call 817-502-1554.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
Hi, everybody. Randy from Arby's Computer Service. Let's talk managed services. Managed services is when you let a company like ours take over the responsibilities of keeping all of your computers and servers protected and running efficiently. We keep your systems patched, keep antivirus protection on all of your systems, provide a way to filter out much of the malware, manage your backups, and most of all, keep you up and running. This is no easy task and takes you time. Time is money. If your server or even an important computer goes down, can you afford this? Let us take care of all this for you, and you can stay focused on being profitable. And don't forget, we also fix your PCs, Macs, cell phones, and tablets, too. Call us today at 763-441-3884. Once again, 763-441-3884, or find us on the web at rbsmn.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
I've been to training put on by Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar, but I've never walked away with a growth experience like I did with the Leadership Awakening.
Are you stuck in a rut? Have you leveled life's undulating line and flatlined your hopes and dreams? The time is now to attend Leadership Awakening with Mr. Black.
Not since my Ranger training in the U.S. Army have I been pushed to see and feel the abilities I have to live life to the fullest.
During this 3-day life boot camp, you will clean up your thinking and restart your heart, helping you have the passion and enthusiasm your life's been missing.
My heart was spiritually mended. I'm excited about living my life like it matters. By far the best 46 hours I've ever spent.
Graduates leave Leadership Awakening refocused with the biggest feeling of self-confidence and a renewed passion and enthusiasm for their business and their personal lives. Call now and commit to giving and getting more from life. 817-502-1554 or email me at mr.black@likeitmatters.net. That's mr.black@likeitmatters.net. Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am your blessed radio host, your radio life caddy, and you can call me Mr. Black. And on the phone, we have Dan from Kansas. Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio, Dan.
Thanks, sir.
Hey, I want to ask you, you know, we at the end of the training, have you fill out those four questions. And you're in sales, so most salespeople, they're successful like you are. You've been through a lot of training, correct?
Yeah, nothing as formal as, you know, leadership kind of training. It's more about what our industry is about, specific products and that kind of stuff. And, you know, sales-specific training, nothing, like, formalized. So.
Yeah, and I want to know, you know, we do cover a lot of different nuggets in this training. One of the things I cover over and over is agreement gaining skills, because selling is nothing more than gaining agreement. And I say this over and over and over. Selling is nothing more than gaining agreement. Gaining agreement for somebody, owning your product, your service, your hand in marriage, your belief in God, whatever it is you're selling. And I actually teach you presentation skills in a unique way. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It reformatted the way I approach speaking to somebody, as well as, you know, getting in front of people, right?
Yep. So. Have you noticed already the change? I mean, when you're talking to people, the way you're interacting, the way you're making, what have you noticed different about yourself?
Well, if I had a mirror in front of me at all times, I can honestly say my facial expressions have changed, or at least I feel like they have. You know, and I'm not as closed off. I'm actually smiling without forcing it. So it's been pretty awesome.
And you think people are noticing it?
My wife is a little weirded out.
She'll be a good weirded out. But, yeah, how can my husband change?
Way,
he was gone for 2 days, right? Right? I mean, that's her thinking, right? Which is understandable.
Well, and I even came back to work and everybody was, I mean, for me, the biggest thing that, you know, when I walked out on Saturday and went to the airport and I made positive change in people's lives just by having a conversation, I would have never done that before this class. And I mean, I'll never forget this forever. And when I was at the airport, there was a gentleman behind me that he was a huge man, you know, at least 6'7". Very serious man. And I went up to him and just started talking to him. And you could see the difference of just in his change. It was phenomenal. And it made me happy and it made me excited to know that I made that change. And that's what I've been doing. And everybody, I know that people are going, wow, why is this guy talking to me? You know, but it's been awesome. I can't express the change it's made.
Wow. And I want to share, you wrote number two on these four questions. I said, number two, how will your experience at Leadership Awakening affect your life? And it said, it was experience of a mic drop. That's what you said. That's the best way you can explain it. It was the proverbial mic drop. You go, I go home and put the passion back in my marriage, my relationship with my kids. Most of all, focus on my relationship with God. So you wrote this Thursday night. It's 3 days later. How are you doing in regards to that new mission of yours?
Very well. I mean, you and I talked, I've accepted, you know, the Lord into my heart, which
That's
has been
awesome.
Great. I also reached out to some of my family members that's things that have been weighing on my mind to release that. And, just every day I wake up and I'm listening to people instead of just tuning out, you know, and I sit down and listen to what they have to say, you know, and it makes me very happy. It's just very positive. I mean, for me to be on this radio station, I would have never done that before. Never done that. You know, I was, you know, with whether it be my work or my life, it's fake it until you make it until now, you know,
up until now, it's
a way different, you know. The biggest thing for me, you know, is turning it off. Right. And just go with it. So
awesome. And now you got, after the class, it's just not this high like you get from a Tony Robbins or something. Now you got a daily radio coach. You got, and I taught you structure of how you work. I'm on the radio once a day for an hour a day. And so you can keep it going. You have archived messages. I mean, you are fully equipped to truly live your life like it matters, correct?
And I get your texts, you know, your blog texts.
Yep.
I read those every morning. I put together my journal every morning. It's Yeah, it's a life changer for sure.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you, Dan. Looking forward to walking with you every day. And please keep in touch and continue to live your life like
Absolutely.
It matters. Okay, my friend? All right. Good luck to you, brother. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, he said there was so much that he got rid of. You know, we live in a world that where hate's okay. I've never seen it okay. As long as you hate the right person, as long as you hate Trump and hate everything he stands for, we got to stop this. Hate's an uncontrolled fire, and it's killing each other. It's killing our families. We're slaughtering our moms and dads. All you got to do is go Google man who kills family, woman who kills their children, and you'll see just over the last month, hundreds of articles, maybe not hundreds, maybe tens of articles, because people carry around their pound of flesh and have never lived in a time where we can justify our own hate while condemning everybody else. We live in a hateful world, and the narrative out there is to hate, 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 to hate Trump, to hate this, to hate that, to hate people of opposite color, to hate, if you're a man, you're supposed to hate a woman because they're going to just frame you now. If you're a woman, you're supposed to hate a man because all they want is to get in your pants. I mean, at some point, you got to stop letting this negative narrative rip apart your soul, because that's what's happened. You got to come to Leadership Awakening and get a little truth. You know, Oliver Wendell Holmes put it this way: truth is tough. It will not break like a bubble at a touch. Nay, you may kick it all about all day like a football, and it will be around and full at evening. And ladies and gentlemen, the truth will set you free. At first, it might make you a little miserable, as Charles Garfield said. But I want you to know, it's time to get rid of the pound of flesh. It's time to heal. You know, 87% of diseases are psychosomatic, Dr. Caroline Leaf tells us. Study epigenetics, whether you go a biology of belief or who shut off my brain. Epigenetics tells us, it's a new study in how we're made and how we function, that, you know, we are technically a community of 300 trillion cells, all driven by their environment. And if you have a bitter environment, a negative environment, and that environment is your thoughts. I've met the enemy and he's living in my shorts. If other people said and did to us what we say and do to ourselves, we'd never tolerate it. We'd never be around people. I remember from the book Living a Life That Matters, Resolving the Conflict Between Conscience and Success by Harold Kushner. He says this. This is a quote from the book. He said, quote, "You shall not hate the Egyptians for having mistreated you so badly. Not because they deserve your forgiveness, but because you deserve better than to be permanently mired in the bitterness of the past. As long as your soul is corroded by hatred, you are still their slave." He goes on to say, at the Passover Seder, when Jews celebrate the memory of the Exodus from Egypt, we taste a bitter herb before the meal to recall the bitterness of slavery, then immediately override the bitter taste with matzo and wine, symbols of liberation. Once we recognize that the thirst. That is so powerful. What do you thirst for? What do you hunger for? We're celebrating Black History Month. And, you know, we got so much bitterness, so much hatred. You got so many people out there using the racial card and saying Black people should be victims. Black people should hate. Black people need special help. Black people aren't better and aren't as good as everybody else. That's such an insult, and this is coming from Black people. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to forgive. We got to move on. We got to realize God has gifted us. God has made us incredibly powerful. And I'm telling you, I don't care what anybody's done to you. It does not matter what happens to us. What matters is the narrative. What matters is the way we explain it. Yeah, we've all done things that we're not proud of. And we've all had things done to us that weren't fair. You know, when I read the good book, that Bible, I know two things from it. The truth of that Bible says two things. Number one, life ain't no fair. And life is hard. So we got to put our big boy pants on, our big girl pants on. And ladies and gentlemen, I can help you clean up what's going on in your head. And that's why this has become a national radio audience. You know, in St. Louis, we are blessed to be a part of the 95.1 FM and 1260 AM, the St. Louis Gospel Experience. In Minneapolis, we're on the local dial AM 1570, TwinCitiesWellnessRadio.com. And starting Monday, February 19th in Richmond, Virginia, we'll be on WDZY from 6 to 7 p.m. And if you ever miss any of this radio show, you can just go to LikeItMattersRadio.com, LikeItMattersRadio.com. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to help you change your life. And you could do this daily through this radio show, Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you just go to iHeartRadio And all you got to do is query Wellness Radio 1570. There you will find us. There you will find us. And every day we speak life into you. I teach you how you work. I teach you why we get the results we're getting. And then I help inspire you, get you motivated, get emotionally involved with your cause so you can truly live it differently. So you are under construction on the Like It Matters Radio Network. I am Mr. Black, helping you to be more hopeful about your future and reminding you, when you live your life like it matters, it does. Go to likeitmatters.net.
Webster's Dictionary defines a meeting as a gathering of people for a particular purpose, such as to talk about business. No matter how big or small your meeting is, WNAV Audiovisual can help, because at WNAV Audiovisual, your meeting is our business. Hi, I'm Mark Stoneman, president of WNAV Audiovisual. Today, over 26 million meetings will take place in the United States. In today's fast-paced world, meetings are essential to keep people connected. In today's fast-paced world, you have to get business done now. Whether your meeting is in a conference room, auditorium, ballroom, or sanctuary, WNAV can provide you with audiovisual equipment and expertise quickly, smoothly, and efficiently. And we've been serving Minnesota since 1983. Learn more about what WNAV's technicians can do for you online at wnav-video.com. That's wnav-video.com. WNAV Audiovisual, where your meeting is our business.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.